the beautiful thing that happens on top of just feeling like you're in alignment is that you also are going to be able to share with your listener something that comes uniquely from you, from your perspective, and it's going to be different from any of the other content that they can get.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It is your podcast coach, Adam Adams. And this episode, we're going to be talking about teaching things that you know. And it's interesting. Two or three different things happen. I can remember two of them. A buddy of mine, Chad, came back onto social media after quite a while being absent from social. And he knows that it's important to be active on social because when you are a business owner, when you are an influencer, you always have to continue to be that squeaky wheel. You have to continue to put out that content. And when you stop doing it, people can't find you. And sometimes people don't trust you because one of the ways that we vet somebody is by going through social media and making sure that they are who they say they are, making sure that they're posting actively, that they're posting about the things that they say that they know, making sure that they don't drink or take too much drugs or whatever it is that you want. A lot of us vet people on social, and he knew that it's important for him to be active there and focusing there, and he disappeared. He disappeared for a while. I would venture to say he disappeared for almost 6 months. And when he came back, he said, hey, I don't feel like I was in line with my own integrity. Now, I'm paraphrasing how he worded it, but he said, hey, I don't feel like you probably didn't see me on social for a long time. And it's because I didn't feel like I was myself. I didn't feel like I was being truly the authentic me. And he went on and I watched his whole video. He stated a lot more, which is exactly what we're covering in this episode. And then again, today, which I think was the third time, I just don't remember what the second time was, a friend of mine who runs a big company that helps coaches and people that do coaching for a job, he helps them to get their first $20,000 per month. And he's been doing a good job with people. He's been supporting a lot of great new coaches at getting to their first $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or $40,000 a month. And I follow him and we've been friends for a while. I've helped him in his company before. My podcast agency, the Grow Your Show, has helped him in his podcast before. And he put something up in his coaches group where there's a whole bunch of people that are coaches. And he posts something that basically says, teach what you've experienced, not just things that you've heard. Basically saying, don't regurgitate old information. He's saying, teach from your own experience. Basically made it sound like a lot of people are there only regurgitating what they've heard, what they've learned the theory to versus what they've done, what they've experienced, what they've accomplished on their own. And going back to my buddy who did the video, once I saw that video, he posted three more videos in 3 more days. And he probably still is posting every day. But he made a shift. He made a change from regurgitating information that he learned along the way, but had no experience on his own. He didn't get to experience it. And both of these people, and I think there was a third person, just can't remember who, there's this common theme right now that too many people are only teaching the things that we hear. Let's say that we are an investor, a real estate investor, and we teach people how to do wholesaling, which to me, by the way, is not actual investing. Technically, it's more of a job than an investment because it doesn't pay us when we don't do anything. It only pays us when we work on it. So it's kind of like we only eat what we kill. It's a little bit different, not to complicate it. Let me get out of there for a second. Let's say that you teach people how to wholesale and you've done some wholesales, but you haven't done all of the things. Well, don't teach the things that you haven't yet done, that you haven't yet experienced, that you haven't accomplished, that you don't really know how it goes or how it feels to be in there. And I'm absolutely guilty of it because when I had a real estate podcast, I would teach all sorts of real estate investing strategies that I had heard, that I had learned, but I hadn't done them all. So for example, I would teach some things where they're called wraparound mortgages. And I would teach how to do it, but I never had experienced it myself. And so I remember thinking when I recorded those episodes, I recall thinking like, I hope this is really how you do it. I think I understand it. I think that I heard it right, but like I had never really done it. And so if I went back into history, if I could go back into time, now that I've learned this, I might change. I might make a couple of tweaks to that. I might say, hey, I've learned a little bit about this, maybe enough to get me into trouble. I think it kind of works like this. And I'm going to have a person as a guest on my show who can teach how he did it or how she did it versus me being there trying to teach something that I hadn't yet done. Now, on that podcast, obviously, I taught many things that I had done. I was really good with creative real estate and thinking outside the box and always figuring out a way. And I was really good at grabbing the details and learning from other people's experience, but I didn't try everything. And if I could just go back into history, if I could go back into time, I would probably switch that. I would probably tweak that. And out of the, how many episodes have we done on this podcast so far? 500-ish episodes? I'm not sure. It just keeps building and building and building. After several hundred on this podcast and 1,200 total episodes that I've done, I've learned a little bit, but I also realized that there's probably a time or two that there was something in podcasting that I hadn't yet experienced, but I taught on it or I professed from it from a standpoint of experiential. And what I'm thinking and hoping through this theme, through my buddy who came back to social after months and the guy who coaches, and their thoughts on how we really ought to be coming from that right place, it's giving me that vigor, that enthusiasm to think, okay, what is it that I really have tried, have done, that I could share my experience from? Because when it becomes, here's the secondary part to this, that here's the last piece to why this is important. It's important because A, it puts you in your zone of what you're comfortable with and from where your experiences are, and helps you feel like you're in integrity with yourself, in alignment with yourself and your values. But additionally, when you are able to teach something from how you've seen it, or how you've experienced it, what it really does is it gives you an edge. So it gives you an additional uniqueness compared to anyone else who is teaching that. So if somebody else is teaching it, regardless if they've experienced or not, so what I mean is even if they have experienced it, they will share it from their point of view. Or if they're regurgitating, they'll share it from somebody else's point of view. But when you go and you go start sharing your information and your story from your point of view and your perspective, the beautiful thing that happens on top of just feeling like you're in alignment is that you also are going to be able to share with your listener something that comes uniquely from you, from your perspective, and it's going to be different from any of the other content that they can get. So with number two, it's like if all you're doing is just regurgitating somebody else's truth, then it's something that can be copied and mimicked in multiple different ways. But when you're regurgitating your own truth, your own experience, then it's going to be able to come across as a uniqueness that differentiates you from your competitors, you from the other podcasters in your space. And that's going to help you to be able to be a better coach, a better mentor, a better podcaster, and hopefully a better business person when you are able to share your own experiences. And I hope that's what you focus on after listening to this episode. So thank you for checking it out. Thank you for listening. And I do have a question or a hope. If you liked this episode, do me a favor, do your friend a favor, share it. Share it with somebody who needs to hear it. Or go ahead and give an honest review of the podcast, a written review of what you think of the podcast, what you're learning from the podcast, what you like and what you don't like. I'll see you on the next episode. Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make them money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month.
And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.